I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine interior paint and primer in one is Dutch Boy's best hiding and most durable paint. It delivers a smooth, elegant finish while providing maximum scuff, stain, and mark resistance. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and get your painting project started today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. And good morning, everyone. Welcome in to the show on this Friday, February 5th. Coming up on today's show, just before the start of today's show, we had some breaking news out of Washington on the jobs front. So we've got the very latest jobs numbers. We will bring those to you. This is the very first jobs numbers of the Biden presidency. So, I mean, look, he's been in office for 2 weeks. It's not necessarily a report card on him, but it is, you know, Republicans will, of course, jump all over this. So let's take this with a grain of salt. But we will bring those numbers to you in a moment. Also, breaking news, a short time ago, the Senate actually pulled an all-nighter. These 80-year-olds stayed up all night and they passed something very important just before the start of our show this morning that actually clears the way for stimulus to begin. We'll bring you that this morning on the show. Plus, Mitt Romney rocked the world last night. Not exactly words I ever thought I would say, but he did. He dropped a bombshell on Washington on the stimulus front, a stimulus amendment that we are going to break down in great detail this morning. $15,000 per family. Yeah, $15,000 per family. And this is not a tax credit. This would be in perpetuity. Sarah Palin would say, you betcha. So we'll bring all of that and more on the show today. Grover is hanging out with us today. One person who is not joining us this morning, though, is David, our producer, because I tell you, this Mercury retrograde thing is real. Last night, he texted me and said, I just saw a flash of light in the sky, and we got a notice from our internet service provider that the internet is going to be down until, like, today at some point, like noon. So we just were texting before the show, and he said, nope, still not back. So Grover and I are riding solo today. Good to see all of you. Don't forget, you can get our daily newsletter. I would love for you guys to take advantage of our daily newsletter. It just went out shortly before the show today. Go to morninginvest.com is where you grab it. Type in your email address and you will receive a welcome email. You will receive a welcome email to confirm that you didn't type in your email address incorrectly. I know, believe it or not, actually people do that. They type their email address incorrectly. You'll get a welcome email and just hit me back. Let me know that you received the welcome email so that we know you got it. And you'll start to receive our daily newsletter every day. I thought today's newsletter was particularly good. We spent a lot of time working on that. I hope you really enjoyed today's newsletter. Covered a lot of stories in there. And it's totally free. You don't have to spend anything. Oh, also, I do want to mention, the reason I want you to sign up for this, as you know that, look, these big media companies are clamping down. And they are starting to eliminate and deplatform independent journalism, like what this show is. We've already seen over the past week a number of different censorship moves by big media corporations to censor independent news voices, try to keep you from getting information. So I want you to be on this list, because if something were to ever happen here with our show on any of the big platforms that we're on, whether it's Twitch or Facebook or whatever it happens to be, we want to be able to contact you immediately and let you know where we have our backup videos being able to stream. So please sign up, go to morninginvest.com and get on our newsletter list. That way we can alert you immediately if something like that should ever happen. Sadly, I don't think a lot of these other companies actually had that kind of a backup infrastructure in place. And now they're not able to do the reporting that they need to be doing. They're not able to get their voices heard. And it's incredibly troubling. So please make sure you're on that list. I really appreciate it. We've got a lot of news to get to this morning. And I do want to bring attention to the very latest on these jobs numbers. So we did have some breaking news just before the start of the show on the jobs numbers front. And this is the first jobs report of President Biden's presidency. And the numbers are still not good in any meaningful way. We know that the numbers were going to be about 50,000 new jobs, which you think of, that's pretty bad, 50,000 new jobs. That was the estimate. And we almost hit it. We almost hit it, folks. 49,000 jobs added this year or this month. So not great, not awful. But this is the first report of President Biden's presidency. And it rebounded a little bit. The Labor Department reported this 49,000. These are non-farm payrolls for January, basically matching the estimates, off by 1,000 jobs. The unemployment rate dipped a little bit to 6.3%. And the economy saw monthly job losses in December for the first time since April, as surging COVID cases had increased. And of course, we saw December shortfall. We had 227,000 jobs lost in December. So December in the new revision numbers was even worse than we thought they would be. Not good. No bueno. No bueno. But this, again, hopefully, you know, we saw these COVID numbers going down in that report that I brought you yesterday. So hopefully now we're on an upward trajectory. That's like two straight weeks of COVID numbers on the decrease. Hopefully these jobs will start to return over the next few weeks and months. But of course, we still need unemployment benefits to be extended, etc. We still need all of those things to be pushed. And that's why the stimulus is incredibly important as we're up against these deadlines in March. So we'll get to all of that. We've got so many pieces moving this morning. I want to bring all of these things to you. So shortly before the show, we had this breaking news. The Senate passed a budget this morning around 5:30 in the morning. Yeah, all of these 80-year-old senators were there until 5:30 in the morning. Do you feel bad about them? Let me know in the chat. Do you feel bad for them? You know, I mean, on the one hand, you could say, hey, I feel bad for these guys. You know, they were all night, didn't get any sleep. On the other hand, I'm like, you know what? With all the vacation you guys have had, good. Glad you had to stay there till 5:30 in the morning. So they passed. Look at this vote. That's Kamala Harris. She was there at 5:30 this morning. She's the tie-breaking vote in the Senate. 51-50. After 15 hours of debate, this allows Congress to try to fast track. Everyone's saying in the chat, nope, 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 nope. I don't feel good about it. Nope, 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 nope. Biden's stimulus bill. So this would allow Congress now to fast track President Biden's stimulus bill without any Republican support. This is the budget resolution. You're wondering how important this all is. That's how important this was last night. The Senate pulled this all-nighter. Kamala Harris was there as the tie-breaking vote just before 6 a.m. to break that tie. Some of the lawmakers, yes, they're in their 80s. So don't complain about working late ever again. They were 80-year-olds staying up all night to get this budget amendment pushed through. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said from the floor of the Senate last night, or in the middle of the night, that it's been 1 month since Democrats won a pair of Georgia Senate races in runoff races in Georgia. He said, quote, just a month from today, we have taken a giant step to begin to fulfill our promise. Finally. So there's all these procedures. I know we can get frustrated and we can say, why aren't Democrats moving more quickly on this? Why aren't we moving more quickly? And there are so many of these procedural congressional things that have to happen, like what happened last night. And Republicans, yes, are trying to stall things. So they are passing several messaging amendments as part of this process, including the minimum wage and keeping the embassy in Jerusalem, also paying for immigrants, a number of things. They believe these amendments will make for a tough vote in the House tonight. So now the House will have to do the same thing. But Mitch McConnell threw in some different messaging amendments that's going to put Democrats on notice that they are going to have to go on record and vote for or against. This is like Mitch McConnell's little needling of them. Great. So you know who gets needled more? It's not Democrats. It's you that get screwed. This is the kind of crap I can't stand. So Mitch McConnell, turtle boy, wants to play games. Who's he playing games with? He knows this is going to pass. Who's he playing games with? He's playing games with you. Once again, good old Mitch. So again, 51-50 vote for the budget resolution passed the Senate early this morning. So that is some breaking news. Two big stories this morning, right out of the gate. Jobs numbers and Senate breaking news. Now this moves to the House. On its way to passing the House, and we can actually move forward on stimulus. So speaking of stimulus, let's get to that in a second. But first, I want to tell you about how you can get up to $1,850 right now just by signing up for free at Webull. Whoop. Hey, Clayton, don't click that button. Don't click that button, dummy. Here's the button you want to click. You want to go over to morninginvest.com/Webull, because that way you are going to get two free stocks just for signing up for a stock brokerage account. Now, you get the one, just by opening the account, you get one free stock, and they're giving away premium stocks now. Apple, Google. So I had a couple of you emailed me and said, thank you for telling me about them, because you guys got like hundreds of dollars in free stock. So do it for free. You don't have to do anything else after that. If you don't like it, you don't want to start buying Bitcoin or anything else, you don't want to trade stocks, great. Get your free money and close the account. That's it. That's all you have to do. So go to morninginvest.com/Webull. You can use it right on your smartphone or your desktop. Take advantage of it. That's where I manage my my cryptocurrency stuff and stocks in there as well. All right from the Webull dashboard. They are not Robinhood, by the way. So check them out at morninginvest.com/Webull. Get two free stocks valued up to $1,800 right now. All right, let's talk about the stimulus, because late last night, Jake Sherman got a good scoop of a story, formerly of Politico, that the House Democrats leadership is heading to the White House today. No one else had this story. So good on you, Jake, for getting this story. It's going to be meeting with President Joe Biden today. So what does this mean? Well, it means that Biden and these top House Democrats are going to discuss the president's $1.9 trillion. They're calling it the American Rescue Plan. And they're talking about how to get it through Congress right now. They want to get it done by mid-March. Now, that's going to be really hard. We'll get to more on that in just a few seconds here. Because I'll tell you why it's going to get hard. Because every member of Congress is going to want to throw a bunch of crap in there. But the reason it's important that this mid-March deadline is because that's when federal unemployment payments expire. And of course, the White House and Democratic leaders are on a path right now to finish work on this massive package by that deadline. Now, to meet this deadline, they're going to use that budget reconciliation process, which, as I just mentioned right before our show, it passed the Senate. Okay, now it means it's going to be on to the House for them to do the same thing with just a simple majority vote. In other words, they don't need to worry about Republicans filibustering at all. Now, this may get a little wonky. Here, I'm going to try to explain this. If it gets a little wonky, I may have to call in an expert to explain it to you, okay? So just stay with me for a second. Don't tune out. Don't let your eyes glaze over. I'm going to get a little cup of a drink of some iced coffee here. But you guys are intelligent. That's why you're here. By the way, pop quiz. How many of you can answer me in the chat from yesterday's show? Remember I told you this might come up. How many of you can tell me the name of this individual from yesterday's show? I told you his name is going to be very important in the Biden presidency. Who is this guy? Who is the first person in the chat that can tell me who this is? Who is that guy? Who is that guy? First person who can say it. Anybody? Anybody? Let's see if anybody in the chat can get this. Rakete! Marie Zitkoff. Someone says ricotta. Spaghetti. It's Rakete. Very good. Hey, Marie Zitkoff, I want to send you a free Grover mug for nailing that. Way to go, Marie. Can you send me an email? Clayton@morninginvest.com. Send me an email, Marie, with your address and your information, and I'm going to get you a free Grover mug. Grover is very proud of you. You guys nailed it, Rakete. John Lithgow, someone said. Come on, man. Grover is very happy with you. Way to nail it. All right, Marie, you got it. Okay, so this is going to get a little wonky here, but you guys are intelligent, and I'm going to try to make my way through this. And again, if I have to call in an expert on this, I will, to make sure that that we nail this down. So if you care about politics and if you care about public policy and the fact that you're listening to my show, you need to pay attention to this. Okay, so the House of Representatives is going to pass a Senate-approved version of the budget resolution as early as tonight. Now, that is unless Mitch McConnell got his little stuff in there and it might be held up. Well, we'll see if they can do it. Okay, that would keep this process on track. Then the House is going to begin like taking a Sharpie and they're going to go over their sections of the reconciliation package. Okay, they're going to start going through it line by line. Now, next week is the first of 2 weeks without any floor votes. So they're off for President's Day. So that means that the Democrats have to complete their work and they have to send their sections back to the budget committee by the following week. Okay, then the budget panel is going to try to assemble the final version of the reconciliation package and vote on that and then send that over to the rules committee. Following me? You got me? Staying with me? Then it's going to prep it for a House floor vote. So anybody on YouTube, like I got an email from somebody last night that said, hey, Clayton, I just want to let you know the stimulus bill passed on Wednesday night. The vote was 2818 to this. And I looked at this email. And I said, does a person not watch my show? No, there was no stimulus bill that passed anything. So here are all the hurdles that need to take place. While they are away for a week, they're all going to have their black Sharpie and they're going to be marking up these things. They're going to be adding items and deleting items. Democrats will. Okay. Then that floor vote will happen when the chamber comes back in late February. If this sounds complicated, it is. Okay. I mean, if this sounds complicated, it really, really is complicated. That's why it makes Americans' heads explode. Right. So just wait until the reconciliation package hits the Senate. Then it's going to become even more complicated. That's when it's going to get really crazy. So, you know, and that's what I might need to have. Bring in our expert to our explainer in chief to explain it all for you. In fact, we've hired her here on the show to help us understand things. And I want to introduce you to our new explainer in chief. Madam Governor, can you please explain this entire reconciliation bailout process for us?
Ultimately, what the bailout does is help those who are concerned about the health care reform that is needed to help shore up our economy, it's got to be all about job creation, too, shoring up our economy and putting it back on the right track. So health care reform and reducing taxes and reining in spending has got to accompany tax reductions and tax relief for Americans. And trade, we've got to see trade as opportunity, not as a competitive, scary thing, but 1 in 5 jobs being created in the trade sector today. We've got to look at that as more opportunity. All those things under the umbrella of job creation, this bailout is a part of that.
Okay, good. I hope that makes sense. I'm gonna have to call her back from time to time, okay? So if we have any issues explaining this stuff, she's now on the payroll here at Morning Invest. Bottom line on all of this, Democrats have to keep to this fast pace if they're going to try to have any chance of meeting this March 14th deadline. It's doable, but it's still going to be tough. The toughest part of the whole thing, of course, is going to be lumping all of this crap in from these different members of Congress, these little pork projects and stuff. What's in, what's out, etc. So we'll keep our eye on the very latest on that. I do want to talk about the big news, though, overnight, which is Mitt Romney. Proposed an amendment. So this is a stimulus piece of this action, this $1.9 trillion. This is actually stimulus, even though it's a separate thing called the Family Security Act. So Mitt Romney, the senator from Utah, one of the few senators to vote against Donald Trump, you know, to have him thrown out of office and impeached, one of the few senators to stand up to people like Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz and others, wants to add an amendment to the Democrats' $1.9 trillion stimulus package that would give Americans $3,000 per child, ages 6 to 17, per year. And $4,200 per child, under the age of 6 years old. Did I just say that right? This is a Republican that's calling for this? not only him, but along with Senator Mike Lee, are pushing for this. Doesn't he sound like a progressive? Hats off to Mitt Romney. Don't want to mess up his hair, though. Zoom out on this right now. Momentum is growing for expanding these child benefits because Democrats' current stimulus draft offers the same payment structure, but only $3,600 per child under the age of six. So Romney, the Republican, and fellow Utah Senator Mike Lee have out-progressived the progressives. And they are out there speaking about the high levels of child poverty in the United States. And they're saying that we have bipartisan action on this issue. Amazing. So Romney would pay for the expanded child benefits by scrapping federal tax credits and the welfare program, which is the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program. Many Democrats would really be upset about getting rid of those programs. But this is the start of a, you know, negotiation here. Let's be clear, though. This is not a tax credit. It's a regular payment that would go out to help parents support their children based on the income level. And I should mention, this is a, I mean, as I mentioned, I mean, this is a very progressive plan from the Republican Mitt Romney. To be clear, high-income parents would not receive the monthly income, but would be able to claim the same value as a tax credit on their taxes. So they wouldn't get the check, but they would be able to file it on their taxes as tax credit. Will it pass? I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, it's kind of funny that I haven't even asked that question. Will it pass? With Democrats running the show. Could you guys imagine for a second a Joe Manchin of West Virginia calling for this type of a bill? Because after all, think of that guy in West Virginia who thinks that his own people don't even need $15 an hour minimum wage. So here's Mitt Romney saying $4,200 for a child under the age of six every year. And as we talked about in these other plans, the idea would be that you could access this and take it at any time. Like you wouldn't have to get $350 a month. You could basically go to treasury.gov and get a huge check every year. So just think about the Octomom, right? There would be no cap on it. It's not like, hey, if you have more than three kids, you can't have access to it. It's however many kids you have. This would reduce poverty in the United States by upwards or over 50%. This would be an incredible move if this passes. It's hard to say. It's sad that I'm having to even ask this question, whether or not this would even pass. With Democrats running the show. Why don't we hear these big, bold agendas from, you know, President Biden? Wouldn't it be nice to have him out there on the front of these types of bills? So Romney does have more bipartisan pull than most politicians these days. And the Biden administration may hop onto this with just a few tweaks. If they get on board and you have Republicans who are now, there's a number of them, not just Mitt Romney and Mike Lee and others getting on board with this, you'd have bipartisan support for a child credit every year, which could reduce the amount of poverty in our country substantially. Fantastic. Let's talk about something else that would reduce poverty substantially is education. And one way to get education is to read our free newsletter. See what I did there? Grab our free newsletter. If you're new to the show, please, it's totally free. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, but we have thousands more that just joined us here. So it's totally free. And, you know, one of these big things that's happening right now with a lot of these platforms is they are shutting down independent news voices. We are an independent news station. I used to work in the mainstream media for upwards of 20 years. I retired in 2017 to be able to cover the stories without having any billionaire corporate overlord telling me what narratives that they're pushing. Not that anyone ever told that of me. That's the God's honest truth. No one ever told me what to say. But now, I'm not having to answer to anybody. And I can cover the stories that I think matter for progressive issues in this country And one of the ways that we do it is through our daily free newsletter. So you can read it over your cup of coffee in about 5 to 10 minutes. It's totally free. I want you to be on this list, though, because as we've seen, a lot of other independent news stations have been shut down recently. Voices quieted, cut off, because they've been sharing information that's out there that's important for people to know. And guess what? Big tech and others don't want you to know about it, so they shut you down. So I want you to please join our mailing list. You'll get a great newsletter, but also that way, if something happens, we can immediately email you and let you know we have a backup plan. And that's one of the things we're working very hard on right now with the team. Because based on the landscape and the crap that's happening out there, I don't want anybody, you know, we need progressive voices out there. And big companies are trying to drown out those voices right now. So please support that. All right, let's talk about student loan forgiveness. We had some major news on the student loan forgiveness plan. And I want to bring you some information on what Chuck Schumer and a group of freshman lawmakers brought to the table yesterday. This is another way we can eliminate poverty. We can really help a generation of people right now get out of debt by eliminating all of the student loan debt. So Democrat Chuck Schumer, the majority leader of the Senate now, along with Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and other Democratic legislators, on Thursday reintroduced a resolution again calling on the White House to forgive $50,000 in student loan debt for all borrowers by executive action. Now, let me tell you this. I guarantee you that this was all orchestrated by the White House. This is not something that Chuck Schumer, the new majority leader, just goes out there and does without making sure that he has approval from President Biden. And this guy, who's that guy? It's Ricchetti, the counselor to the president. So he absolutely is on board with this. The White House is absolutely on board with this. $50,000 in student loan debt for all borrowers by executive action. Here's Chuck Schumer yesterday and Elizabeth Warren detailing why this is incredibly important for the future of this country and how this could lift up a generation of Americans out of poverty and keep these children on a steady and even playing field as they enter the workforce. Listen to them.
We are here today to introduce our proposal to cancel $50,000 in student debt.
Right, yeah.
And take a huge burden off so many people in America. College should be a ladder up. For too many people, debt is the anchor that weighs them down.
Canceling student loan debt is the single most effective executive action that President Biden can take to kickstart this economy. Canceling student loan debt is the single most effective executive action that President Biden can take to help close the racial wealth gap. Canceling student loan debt is the single most effective executive action President Biden can take to lift the economic prospects of tens of millions of young Americans. Canceling student loan debt is good for you, whether you have student loan debt or not, because it is good for our economy.
Someone asked in the chat, why are they wearing the same coats? Great question. It's like they all get congressional coats when they start the new session. Like, here's your black puff coat, and here's your office down the hall. So the reason they kept the music and stuff in there, because I thought it does paint a good picture and you get to see some of the statistics there. But I mean, I just want you to sit on this for a second. How many of you personally or know somebody that would be affected by this? To have $50,000 in student loan debt wiped away by executive action. How life transforming would that be for you? Go through some of the details here. The resolution, of course, popped up last year in the House of Representatives when Ayanna Pressley and Representative Ilhan Omar and Mondaire Jones from New York brought it about. Biden, though, has expressed hesitation. See, this is where, well, you're starting to see the progressives really pushing people like Schumer. As I said before, if he's going to be primaried by AOC, there he is. He's out there supporting big, progressive, bold actions. And President Biden is sitting back saying, I don't know. I don't think that this debt forgiveness really fits into our $1.9 trillion COVID package. But the fact that Schumer is out there on the grass with Elizabeth Warren and others pushing for this, I know that they coordinated with the White House. They want to get the stimulus package through first, but passing $50,000 in student debt forgiveness by executive action would be transformative. And I think if they can push Biden in that direction, this could happen very, very soon. Canceling $50,000 for all borrowers would shrink the country's outstanding student loan debt to just $700 billion, down from $1.7 trillion. The plan would forgive all of the debt for 80% of federal student loan borrowers, or 36 million people. Let me go through the chat here. A lot of you saying, Tony Breeden says, yeah, my son and daughter, it would be totally amazing. My daughter went to private college. Tina C says, yeah, so it wouldn't affect you, unfortunately. How many of you, yeah, right now, smash that like button. If you just let me know, smash the like button, let me know. Would this be transformative for you? There's a rising number of student loan borrowers who owe more than $100,000. And they would be left with larger balances even after the $50,000. So this isn't going to wipe them all away. There are federal student loans that adversely affect specifically black and brown students more than anyone else. At historically black colleges, there's predatory loan programs where, and they go, and what's so troubling to me is they'll go after black American families and they'll sort of prey on them to say, look, the family buys into it too, sadly, because it's an emotional play. You know, for a dad and a family to say, I never went to college. I want my son or daughter to have that experience for the first time. Okay, we're going to go into debt to make it happen, but I want my son or daughter to have a chance that I never had in this country. And that should not happen. They should be able to have that opportunity without having to go into massive debt. And it really adversely affects black and brown populations in the United States more than white populations, as we've talked about the numbers here on the show before. I mean, you know, in this Black History Month, wouldn't it be amazing for students at historically black colleges to have that debt wiped away by their federal government, to show them how much their federal government believes in them? Wouldn't that be amazing? Think about those that have been hit by COVID. Let's talk about COVID on all of this. That forgiving student loan debt is a crucial part of any response right now, because a lot of these borrowers are been struggling before the crisis. Almost a year of record jobs losses when the country was in the midst of the longest economic expansion in history. More than one in four student loan borrowers were in delinquency or default before the pandemic. Now, around 90% of federal student loan borrowers have accepted the government's pause. So where the government said, hey, you don't have to pay this back, 90% of them have accepted that. And a recent Pew survey found that 6 in 10 borrowers said it would be difficult for them to start paying their student loan bills again. Debt cancellation would have a tremendous impact on those impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. Alexis Goldstein says for the Americans for Financial Reform, Alexis says black Americans, older borrowers, and recent graduates would have a tremendous impact on them. Let's do it. Women. Let's talk about women. Women borrowers would greatly benefit from the proposal because women owe around 2/3 of the country's outstanding student loan debt. 2/3. White women, student loan borrowers, owe an average of $31,000. Compared with men, white males, $29,000. Not much difference. Meanwhile, black women, again, way higher, $37,000 in debt. $35,000 for black males. Black and Latino Americans would also be among the biggest winners from the proposal. Nearly 85% of black bachelor's degree recipients carry student debt, compared with 69% for white bachelor's degree recipients. Around 38% of black students who entered college in 2004 had defaulted on their student loans within 12 years, a rate three times higher than their white counterparts. A remarkable thing could happen if we could put this in place.
A disproportionate burden of student debt falls on people of color, oftentimes because they were taken advantage of by a lot of these awful, despicable, disgusting, if I was just here in New York, I'd use more dirty words, for-profit colleges. And then these poor folks, they don't even have a degree. And then they can't get a good job. And all they have is this debt. And there's an amazing statistic that shows that something like, and Elizabeth will give me the exact numbers, she knows this stuff inside out, but something like only of white student debt holders, only 15% have debt after 10 years, is it?
It's after 20 years, only 5%.
And after 20 years, only 5% of whites have student debt. But 95% of African Americans have debt. The wealth gap in America between black and white is one of our greatest problems. And one of the, amazingly enough, one of the greatest ways, quickest ways to cure a good chunk of it is get rid of that $50,000 in debt. Yep. So we are fighting and fighting and fighting. We think this is great economics, great politics, and most of all, great humanity.
So that's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calling for $50,000 in student loan debt for all borrowers by executive action for President Biden. So we're going to keep our eye on that, how quickly he can move on that. Should be fast, by all accounts. And maybe they can get it done. President Biden can get it done while the Congress is on break during the President's Day break. It'd be amazing to see. What is the biggest sticking point right now on stimulus? I will tell you, as we're getting some word on what that will be. It will be the $400 per week unemployment payments. That and the specific means testing for $1,400 stimulus checks. That's it. Right now, $400 per week in federal unemployment payments that are in the American Rescue Plan. That's the issue. And right now, if somebody, so Richard Neal, who's one of the 72 years old, he'll be 72 in 9 days. He's one of the people responsible on the House Ways and Means Committee right now, saying that the most impactful piece of this legislation, he said, if someone asked me what the most important part of the CARES Act was, I would say the unemployment payments, because it has such a meaningful direct impact. And though for his part, then you have Brady on the other side. And Kevin Brady of Texas, who wants to support the COVID relief bill, but he's more concerned with crushing the virus and rebuilding the economy. So you're going to have some clashing here among Democrats on what amount of money goes towards direct stimulus payments and unemployment benefits, and then also goes to vaccine distribution, testing and tracing, hospitals, frontline workers, hazard pay, et cetera, those pieces. So that's going to be the debate over the next few weeks as we watch this all unfold. Again, if you're tuning in a little bit late today, please, you know, subscribe to the channel. If you're not already a subscriber, please just do it right here. If you're watching us on YouTube, smash that like button and also subscribe so you'll be notified as soon as we go live. We do our show live every morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time. By the way, we're in the middle of a huge move. We're going to be moving. It's going to be crazy next week. And so I'm going to forgo the night side show. We were doing the... What are you barking at? Grover. The night side show at 4 p.m. Eastern time. We're putting a pause on that for the time being. Just focusing on our day side show. Morning Invest after all. And then during this move, it's going to be crazy enough getting fiber set up, the new studio set up. So I need a little bit of a breather on that. So I hope you will subscribe and be a part of our community here. I really appreciate that. And again, if you're just joining us, we had some breaking news just a short time ago on those jobs numbers. I want to bring those to you if you joined us late on the jobs front. The economy was expected to add 50,000 jobs. This is the first jobs bill of President Biden's presidency. He did not hit that number. It was 49,000, but very close. And they revised December's jobs numbers down also. So it was much, much worse in December than we thought. So the economy is still struggling, chugging along, but COVID cases are continuing to decline, which is good news. Let me check in now on our chat here and make sure you're all subscribed. I want to see how many. We got a bunch of new members today, too. Thank you guys for becoming a channel member. You can do that by going to morninginvest.com/join. So let's see here on our super chats. Alexio Youngblood says, can we make a petition to help Schumer get rid of this student loan debt? Well, he's trying to. I mean, and it would have to be done by executive action through the Department of Education. They could wipe this away because they're federal student loans. So we wouldn't need Republicans to be involved in this at all. Big Show writes, as a new member knowing YouTube chat, I'm curious if you ever turned off members only chat to see how crazy it would get. Hey, do you guys want me to turn off members only chat for a second? The reason we have members only chat is because otherwise it would be freaking crazy. I hope you guys, all right, let's check this out. I'm going to turn off members only chat here for just a second. I want you to watch. Somebody asked me the other day to try this. We'll try it for fun. You guys want to see this? So I will turn off members only chat. And now watch this. You want to see the chat go cray cray? The reason we have members only chat is because we want to have it be a great experience for our community. We are the only morning show that has an interactive live audience, an only progressive morning show that has an interactive live audience. See everyone say, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Well, here we go. Here it's off. Ready? On the count of three, watch in the chat. Everyone make a comment. You want to see how cray cray it gets? Juan Valdez says, no. Hey. You know, for $1.99 a month, you can support our show, which is, we are an independent news show. So we put all of that money right back into the show. And so that's why we're able to do this show every day. So if you support it that way, it's $1.99 a month that we try to keep it as cheap as possible. That's the least amount that we can charge if you want to support the show. And the reason we do that is so we can have a great experience for all of the people that watch. You know, if you're not a member, that's fine too. You can still watch, of course, and you can interact with us in any way. You can leave comments. I'll see them later and interact with you. But we don't want this to be crazy. See how crazy it gets like this? That's why we have this experience. Yeah, this is bonkers. See? Cray cray. Turn it off. I got to turn it back on. I'm sorry. Grover even is going crazy too. He's like, what is going on with that? He can't even handle that. So we got to turn it back on. Because it's out of control. I apologize, but it's a little crazy. We also, of course, had Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has been stripped of her committee posts yesterday. A fiercely divided House of Representatives voted to toss Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene off of her committee. An unprecedented punishment that Democrats said she'd earned by spreading hateful and violent conspiracy theories. Of course, then she came out and gave like a 10-minute apology speech where she said it was stuff that she had just been researching online and it wasn't exactly how she felt about anything in her life and that this was all, you know. Okay. To which I say, fine. Is it up to members of Congress to kind of go around the voters? Like, voters knew that she was crazy. Georgia voters knew she was nuts. Georgia voters knew that she supported this stuff and they voted her in. So shouldn't voters then have an opportunity to throw her out? And it should it be the response of Congress to do that? I guess maybe if you think that, hey, calling for the assassination or supporting, you know, what they were talking about with what she was talking about with Nancy Pelosi. Q QAnon conspiracies and others. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, because I think we're in this cancel culture, and I, trust me, I don't believe anything that the woman said makes sense. And I think it's quite awful and repugnant in every possible way. But I know what happens when speech gets censored. And I'm telling you right now that voters have an opportunity. They voted out Trump for his batshit crazy stuff that he said, right? They went to the ballot box and he lost an election. He's gone now, hopefully. She won. People of Georgia voted her in based on knowing this stuff. Don't they have a right to be as crazy as she is? I mean, it's up to them after all. Like, you know, someone just said in Kentucky, exactly. You know, Kentucky keeps voting in Mitch McConnell. If the people of Kentucky really wanted Mitch McConnell out, they'd organize and get him out of there. So I would love to, you know, I would love to know your thoughts on this. The rising up and throwing people out of Congress, going around voters on this. Now, she's still in Congress. She just doesn't have committee power now. Rumpel Gold says, I don't agree with it either, Clayton, because the majority of Congress is white men and they teamed up against a woman. Well, as we mentioned in the newsletter this morning, in an article that Natalie wrote, you know, when it's a woman that says this kind of stuff, then everyone has to, you know, shame on you, right? We're going to pull your, but what about a man? What about Trump? But he lost at the ballot box. He lost the presidency because of his response to COVID, number one. Big Show says it was mostly positive fans, at least. Thank you. Oh, you mean in the super chat? Chat, thank you. No, I love all of you guys. It's just the reason we have this chat set up this way is because of this reason. It just would be too crazy. Right now, we have the chat turned on at its slowest possible way, where we have to delay the... So you can only, I think, post a comment every like minute and a half. Otherwise, it would just be out of control. So these are the limitations right now. We could be like other channels that don't pay any attention to the chat at all, which I don't want. I wanted to build an awesome community here where we can all have a great conversation about these stories that are important to the American people. And other channels totally ignore their chat altogether. They don't even pay attention to it. Like if you watch some of these other channels, it just flies by and they don't do anything with them. And I can't stand that. Barbara Waite says, one man's conspiracy theory is another man's truth. Exactly. So who's to say, like, these people of Georgia, maybe they all agreed with QAnon stuff, the people that voted for her. Or maybe they believed that, you know, what happened at the Pentagon on 9/11 was a conspiracy. And so they voted for her. They're like, yes, finally, a woman speaking the truth. Let me see what else we've got here. Jody Nicholson says, my cat keeps closing the YouTube page when Grover barks. He's sorry about that. Grover apologizes. What else? Other super chats. Here we got. Thank you all of your super chats today. I really appreciate it. He Cat's daughter wants to know, has anyone said anything about help for those on SSI or SSDI? Just wondering since I'm retired and alone. Not necessarily. I mean, we don't know what's going to be in this package precisely. If you joined us late, what's going to happen over the next few weeks is do you want me to get the explainer in chief out again? I'll call the explainer in chief out and explain it if you need me to. I'll get her back here. So, they're going to get their Sharpies out. Got a box of Sharpies here. Love Sharpies. And they're going to bring their Sharpies. And they're going to take home this budget resolution, the reconciliation resolution, and they're going to go through line by line. They're going to add stuff, detract stuff over the next week or so. And then after that, they come back at the end of February, and they're going to present all of their marked up copies to the budget reconciliation committee. Then they will go through it and finalize the actual budget. and add in the stimulus money. So the questions whether or not Mitt Romney's proposal, the amendment, will be in there for $15,000 for families. Trevor Henry, yes, we already talked about that. You can rewatch the show, but yes, we talked all about Mitt Romney's $15,000 per household. Thank you for your super chat, by the way. So Mitt Romney's amendment would be in there. They'd have to see about redlining that, see if there's things they want to tweak in that. Also, minimum wage will have to be discussed. There's a lot of back and forth sharpieing that's going to happen. Jerome Bott says, what about the people who will graduate in 2021? Would they benefit from this bill? Unclear at this point. We don't exactly know the details of it, whether or not this would, if you have student loan debt, it would probably include anyone who's currently in college, who's currently accruing debt at a federal university or a federal college, federal student loans. But see, I think that this is a Band-Aid solution, honestly. I've said this before, and I think wiping away student loan debt is great, but it has to be coupled with also providing free public college to the American people. Just like the rest of the world, it has to happen. Okay? These are the progressive socialist ideas that I want pushed forward. Okay? Call me a socialist. Great. It's a BS statement to call somebody that. I would love for all of you to buy this new shirt. We added it to our store. Let's see if I can find it real fast. And I want you to wear this. I would love for you to, this is my favorite new shirt we have. It's our new socialist state collegiate style shirt. Where is it? Why is it not showing up? There it is. And I'd love for you to wear this around. And when someone's like, oh, are you a socialist? But like, just say, well, I support a lot of socialist policies. Like, sir, and if someone's criticizing you, just say, can you tell me what does it mean to be socialist? Do you have any idea? And see how many people know how to answer you on that question. Because they don't. They've just been watching Fox News and they've heard that name and they don't know what it means, but they think that it's bad and they think that it's, oh my God, we're going to wind up like Canada or we're going to wind up like Norway, a country that takes care of its people, where they get free health care and it's really good. Oh, and they get free public college and it's really good. And you can become a lawyer or a doctor or a teacher and have zero student loan debt and have an excellent degree and not have to be in debt. That's what I support. Call it socialist, whatever you want to call it, whatever negative name you want to give to it. But yeah, let's just continue to keep people in poverty in the United States. How about that? Is that better? Is that working out for us? It's not. I've got news for you. It's not. And when you have 20 million people still unemployed, I've seen so many of you in the chat saying, my God, I've been waiting for my $600 stimulus check. It's still not here. How many of you in the chat right now have still not received your $600 stimulus check from December? Big pile of horse crap. Yeah, I know. Someone just said, TJ says, yeah, you're a radical socialist. Yeah, radical socialist. So let me get this right. He's joking, of course. He had a little smiley face, happy with laughing. But right, that's what people portray it as, right? You're a radical socialist if you want kids to have a healthy school lunch, teachers to get paid properly, free public college, healthcare that services all Americans so that people aren't paying $500 for an inhaler. One of my friends has Crohn's disease. He was telling me the other night his medication is $9,000 a month. Not in Europe. Not in Canada. Not in Norway. In America, it is. He has to keep that job. He can't leave that job. He has to stay there. $9,000 a month? That is thievery. So don't let anyone tell you that socialist ideas, and by the way, Norway is not a socialist country. It's a market economy. So what does it mean when someone wants to criticize you and say, what are you, a socialist? Be like, hey, jackass, do you even know what socialist means? Well, no. I saw it on Fox News, though. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Don't make me get the explainer back here, because she can't stand socialism. I'll get the explainer in chief back here. She really can't stand it. Don't make me do it.
Ultimately, what the bailout does is help those who are concerned about the health care reform that is needed to help.
She hates socialism because she's brilliant. Much love to all of you. Thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate it. Please be sure to subscribe to the channel. If you care about progressive issues, if you care about making a change for your family's life, try to, you know, one of my goals on this show is to, I really want all of us to move towards building a business, move towards not relying on the government to make meaningful change in our life. You know, the beauty of like a country like Norway is that you have entrepreneurs who are able to start businesses, but they also have the support of their government in order to do that. But we are not educated in this country on how to run a business, on how to understand the tax code in this country. One of the things I really want to focus more on in the show is being able to provide some of those tools and assets to you. So please subscribe to the channel, whether it's investing in gold, silver, real estate, understanding how to navigate this business climate. What are the best areas that you could find to start building a business online or otherwise during this new, crazy new world we're living in? I'd love to be able to cover those things and more, not only in our newsletter daily, but right here on the show. So thank you so much for subscribing. Again, grab the free daily newsletter. Just go to morninginvest.com. It's totally free. It'll be sent to your inbox first thing in the morning. Again, morninginvest.com. We will be back here once again. So I am going to take the nights off as we're planning this big move right now. And I won't be doing a 4 p.m. Eastern show, but I will have other videos that will be published with major other news. And I will have some news on a new thing that I'm working on for all of you. I'm really excited about. So please come over and check that out. And we will have a new paranormal video on our Paranormal Post YouTube channel that will be going out tonight as well. So you should be checking that out. If you go to youtube.com/paranormalpost, you can subscribe to our paranormal channel where we cover unexplained stories, UFO stories. It's quite a bit of UFO news coming down the pike. I've got a new UFO story that'll be published tonight on some huge UFOs that have been spotted around the sun on NASA footage. So we'll be talking about that on the show tonight. All right, much love to all of you. Grover says, have a great weekend, everyone, and we will see you back here real soon. Take care.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on all Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com. Save big.